T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Missed a lot of shots. More than anything, we just had a lot of mental lapses in the second half on the defensive end. And then that was the game. I think we played a pretty decent first half, but you got to play two halves to win against them.
Jimmy, when we asked you about this after last game, I know you said no, it had nothing to do with it, but I am curious, when did you start feeling the irritation in your knee that the team brought up in the middle of game three?
Man, honestly, it doesn't matter. If I'm out there, I gotta do better. I gotta find a way to help us win, and I haven't been doing that. I'm fine. My knee is okay. I just gotta do better. It's no excuse.
All right, and as you're hearing Jimmy Butler talking about, I gotta do more. No excuses. Real rough night. Been a rough couple of games for Jimmy. I'm watching this Jaylen Brown dunk with Bam Adebayo, who takes pride in his defense, kind of making sure he gets kind of out of the way of that thing. You think he could have tried to go after it a little bit or no? Maybe you don't.
I mean, I think a guy goes up for a dunk like that, you hammer him in the Eastern Conference Finals. But
don't you?
I felt like I was watching Heat Knicks in that first half of that game. I think you gotta hammer a guy. You can't let him dunk on you like that.
Well, he dunked, and so now
don't
instead,
you? Maybe that's old school.
Well, it wasn't a direct D's because he got out of the way and he wanted to make sure he got out of it. But it had some D's in it because he got off the side a little bit to watch it and kind of closed out that game. I thought that dunk going right down the middle, and nobody is more upset about that than Pat Riley, probably more than just about anything else. So Kyle Lowry getting a lot of heat this morning. People upset with him. And
well,
again,
let me ask you, what would
a hamstring
you
forever.
What would you do right now?
I think.
Well, the first question is, do you think Kyle Lowry is helping or hurting this team? I think he's hurting them by being out there. Do you think so?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't. Yeah, he's been bad.
Because you can either, I mean, he could just be out there as a kind of a decoy and just be like, whatever. But he is actively hurting this team, I think, by being out there.
Yes.
And I credit the guy for gutting it out. I mean, it's great, but
he's
hurting them.
Okay.
Well, Joe, they're all gutting it out. Everyone's doing it. So whatever. He is not helping them out there. He is hurting them. Caleb Martin is.
So he's got to.
If you got to play Caleb Martin 35, 40 minutes, then that's what you got to do. But I just don't see. Or I'm sorry, Gabe Vincent. That's Caleb Martin. I'm getting
three. That's right,
Gabe
three.
Vincent. But I just don't see how Lowry is helping you at this point.
Three injuries from three key guys. Something with the knee that Jimmy Butler, tendonitis or whatever, for anybody's had knee problems. We got a groin with Tyler Hero. Does he go in this third game, or is he already pretty much shut down here for this round? And then Kyle Lowry's had this hamstring forever. This is not new. We've been watching it. They've been resting him as much as possible. And as these games get tighter and you get deeper into these playoffs, you're under more of a microscope, especially the more you make and the more experience you have. And listen, has anybody been in more big playoff games than Kyle Lowry? So to answer your question, unless it's completely pulled and he goes, look, I can't play on this thing. It pulls every time I walk. Then he's got to just take himself out and not worry about the old school toughness that he's known for. And you got to sit. But Jimmy Butler says, I just got to play better, man. I don't want to hear about my injury, you know, and we're looking at his numbers and we're watching his body language and how he's not being aggressive. We've seen Jimmy aggressive. We know what it looks like. It wasn't too long ago. It was in this series. And now it's – and by the way, they're two big horses, man. Didn't necessarily have great first halves. Came out, and they were a big part of that 24-2 run in the third and into that fourth quarter. Brown and Tatum really started to take that game over.
The disturbing part is Boston seems like they're just tougher in every aspect, doesn't it? Like they're mentally tougher, they're physically tougher.
Yes, they do.
And that to me is one of the most kind of like disturbing parts of this thing, because I really thought that was where the Heat were going to hang their hat in this series, and they were going to be the physical team, and they were going to take Boston out of their game, and it just has not
maybe
gone
these,
that
way. Maybe these national guys are on to a little bit more. I got to give those guys from ESPN credit last night.
What'd they say? I don't watch that show.
God, whatever, man. I mean,
I'm just curious.
No, it's
they
a
say?
Bitch move that you don't watch. Like, why wouldn't you not watch? Those guys know more about basketball. That's what they do. Like, they were talking. I mean, you don't watch. What's that? That's such a fifth grade move. You don't watch. Now you're going to turn into a fifth grader?
Johnny doesn't want to play with Stevie today.
They're not going to have recess together.
Today. We have a common goal here, which is to win game six, right, so let's not fight today.
God, man, I was just talking about those guys brought up.
This guy says we need to see Mark Morris. I think he's talking about
Markeith. Okay. Boy,
that's going to help.
There's a disappearing act. Playoffs. Not on the radar yet.
This guy wants Yurtseven to play on the text machine.
I just don't know how all of a sudden.
For you, Joe?
I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know how all of a sudden you just, like, the guys that 10, 11, and 12 and on the bench, you're like, okay, we're going to start playing them. Okay, that's real nice. And the biggest game on the road for a trip to the finals. Let's put all those guys in, see how they do.
There's one thing that I want to see in game six, and that is going down with my Stars playing and taking the shots. I want to see Bam put up shots and get aggressive. I want to see Jimmy put up shots and get aggressive so many times last night. I mean, how many times are these guys passing to, you know, whether it's Strus or you know, Caleb Martin or Gabe Vincent or any of these guys? Stop, man. Just stop passing off to these guys. Bam gets the ball 10 to 12 feet from the basket. That ball shouldn't move again.
Yeah.
That should be it.
Yep.
That's the end of the possession. You go down with your Stars here. And someone asked on the text machine, who needs a bigger game tomorrow night to quiet the naysayers, Jimmy or Bam? And I think it's Bam.
I do, too.
I really do. Because Jimmy's had a fantastic postseason. But Bam has been missing in action here. And he's gotten the benefit of the doubt, I think, for a while.
Yep.
Last night was embarrassing.
They're not paying him. Last time I checked, that's a pretty good contract. Part of that contract's got to be scoring.
Lowry is terrible. He's been terrible all year. We get that since leaving for personal reasons.
By the way, that's a great point.
He's missed a lot of time.
Yes, it's
Bam isn't a true center, and the center in Boston is absolutely killing us. Heat need a big man and a better guard to compete for a ring.
The guys are the same size. End of the story. They're both 6'9".
Yeah. I don't know. Someone said the wingspan makes them taller. It's like, come on, man. Bam's an all-star at that position. He should not be. Former All-Star, should not be getting punked the way that he is in the series.
Not real pretty, man. I'm not sure what they can do. And we'll see what this has got. I have no idea who's going to play tomorrow night, because I do know this. If some of those guys don't play, they're going to get called out for not playing in a game to keep your season alive. So close to the finals, if some of those guys don't play, they're gonna get ripped too, right? You agree? They'll get ripped for not playing.
Yeah, interesting text here. If Bam had that UD or Zoe mentality, he'd be a top five player in the league.
Well, he doesn't have that.
No. I mean, by the way, they keep showing Alonzo Mourning sitting the first row or whatever. Where
oh no, let me tell you,
Zoe and Pat Riley looks like he
could
get out there and play.
Zoe's makeup. Listen, we shouldn't eat.
Yeah, I know.
Why
are
we putting Zoe with Bam? Stop. No, I'm serious.
Why? Because Alonzo Mourning's a big part of that organization.
By the way, You don't have to worry about Zoe. Zoe went after every shot, even if he got D'd up.
Yeah.
Zoe went after every shot like it was the last shot he was going to see to block it. Bam got out of the way last night.
But Zoe is a big part of that organization. No reason why they can't have a little heart-to-heart. But, yeah, Zoe's makeup was just, I mean, yeah,
that's
not a lot in common.
Yeah.
It's not a bad example, though, because Alonzo sits 10 feet from the court.
Zoe 6'10", 6'9", 6'10". But I'm guessing UD, Zoe maybe. I don't know how much conversation Zoe has with the players. I know UD can see what's going on.
UD needs to be slapped before Bam before the game. I don't know if that'll help. Celtics are much younger, faster, and more skilled. All we have is desire, which ain't enough against this team. No question Boston is the more talented team.
Yes.
Top to bottom. Not even close.
By the way, have you been surprised by any of their bench and how good those guys are?
No. Not really, Joe. They're tough. Boston's really good. And they beat a really good team to get into this series.
They did.
Lowry and Robinson are just floating around up and down the court. I really do not see any positive impact. They are not scoring or playing defense. Lowry needs to sit. Robinson, I mean, I think he's got to play at this point.
Well,
Joe, you need someone that can hit some threes,
if
and
they
he's a healthy body. I
if
mean,
they get off to
play.
42-30, so I agree. I think Robinson's got to play a lot more. He is healthy, and whatever he doesn't do defensively, which is obvious to him and us and everybody else in basketball, you got to get him out there and just – you want to talk about a guy that – he needs one of those games he had for the first game of the playoffs before he's been sitting the rest of these games. We need to get one of those six, seven, eight threes in a game.
Another good point here from Horny, second time today.
Horny coming back for more?
Horny with more.
What do you got, Horny?
What bothers me the most is Alonzo Mourning is more pissed off about the game than the actual players.
That's a great call.
So Alonzo looks like he's like sitting there and just looks. He looks like he would go out there and play if they would let him.
So I'm guessing Zoe sees certain.
How old is Zoe? Is he 50?
I'm guessing Zoe is upset about things he's watching with big guys. His whole makeup, what with Zoe, is so different than these guys.
Zoe is 52. Do you think he could give you like 3 or 4 minutes?
He doesn't want to play. He's done.
Can they activate him?
He's right over there. I'd love to hear he and Riley when they have those conversations sometimes about this group, though.
Duncan needs a Mike Miller performance.
I agree.
Yeah.
Just said it.
Well, he's not capable of that.
What do you mean? He can hit 6 or 7 threes. I disagree. Matter of fact,
I don't know if those
two
players have a lot in common, to be quite honest with you, Joe.
I don't think they're that far apart. I agree Mike's a little better, but not that far apart.
I'm going to skip over for now on the text that say trade Bam and picks to Philly for Embiid. Let's just skip those for now because I can't imagine Philly is
going to get rid of their centerpiece.
Yeah, I'm guessing they no matter how much of a trade he demands, which he isn't demanding.
I think
they also came out
and Philly said we're keeping Maxey when everybody starts talking about wanting some of our guys and they try to shake that thing. By the way, James Harden's been in the gym every day. Did you see that report yesterday? James Harden's in the gym every day. It's a little late.
Bam and Huberto are the same guy. Nice players, but soft.
So Bam you remember last time he got called out? He went and had the big game. He had a career most shot attempts. He had 22. He's got to have that tomorrow night. Go at it again. Same court.
Interesting question here. How much input does Riley give Spo between now and tomorrow night, or does he stand back?
That is
I don't know how that dynamic works.
I don't either.
I'm guessing they'll never tell us.
I would be making that up if I even attempted. Does Pat see stuff and not like it and say something to Spo? Does Spo at this point in his career with what he's done, does he go, hey, I just want to run something by you. What do you think? I don't know if those conversations take place. I'd be making them up. Matter of fact, maybe Zaslow knows who's going to join be on at 10 o'clock this morning. I really don't know.
Yeah, but I've never heard them talk publicly about it.
They don't talk about anything.
Yeah, I don't think that that's – and by the way
– well, wait, but you don't hear about their conversations they do or don't have. They don't talk about it. So we don't know.
No. I mean, Riley speaks to the media like twice a year, once a year maybe.
But twice don't worry. Pat hears everything. Sees everything.
I mean, it's not a bad thing, by the way, if Riley does talk to him. Like, why wouldn't you collaborate with Riley's there?
So at what point in Spo's career does he say, hey, I'm down here every day. I've been doing this a long time. You've taught me everything you can teach me. Or does Spo still go, hey, Pat, this guy's banged up. This guy's banged up. What would you do? You've got a bunch of lot more playoff experience than I have, even though I have a lot now. It's a great question, and I don't have an answer. I don't know. And by the way, they would never share their conversations if they did take place. Neither guy would say what they told the other guy. The last time I heard Pat kind of question something that was going on with Spo was the big guy when he came out and said, they got to get this thing worked out. I paid that guy a lot of money. They got to get it worked out, and he got to quit taking him out of the game.
All right, now we're getting creative here, Joe. Glenn Rice is only 54 years old. What's he doing? He works for the team.
He's
worked
with the team. They tied him up, too.
He's doing something.
They've taken all our morning guys. They've taken them all. Just
we need Wade to come out of retirement. Wouldn't he play for the Jazz if he came out of retirement?
That was a shot.
No, I'm being serious. That was a shot. Wouldn't he pull like an MJ? Wasn't MJ the owner of the Wizards when he came out of
I'm guessing if Dwayne – I want to know if Donovan Mitchell leaves and demands to get out of there.
Does Dwayne just walk?
I'm done.
Does he pull a Jeter?
I'm done. Might. I don't know. His son's actually in the G League there, so for Utah, so I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Hey, let's go to break here.
It's getting rough on the text machine. We'll get some more when we come back.
Well, listen, a lot of people really frustrated.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
No, I know.
The Heat are massive underdogs, by the way. 8.5-point underdogs.
I was cool with the 42-37 halftime with a little lead there going, yeah, I think this kind of plays in. I kind of like what the Heat were doing. Like, yeah, let's.
Did you really, though? You didn't think Boston was going to play better in the second half?
Yes, I did. I thought their stars were going to. Those guys now.
The Heat just looked like they were running on fumes in that first half, man. It just felt like.
By the way, did you see how quickly that lead left? That thing, you blinked or went to the bathroom and came back. They like 8 straight points, and you're like, okay, that's what I was waiting for. We got to go to break. A lot more stuff to get to, and you can join us, 305-567-0560. Alonzo Highsmith back with the U. Don't forget that story. Hopefully we'll have him on next week and be able to talk to him after he gets in. The athletic director is going to join us tomorrow for the University of Miami, so we'll have a time for you on that as a lot to talk about. In college football, nothing has changed more than college football. Well, guess what? Last night we were talking about all these other sports going on, and darn it, the old Marlins were up in Tampa Bay and had a chance to win that game, and the ninth came up one run short again. Nobody has lost more games right now than the Marlins have. 5-4 loss to Tampa Bay. After being down 5-0 after one, able to come back, and they got the Braves now. For a 3-game series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They have off today. And they'll be coming home next weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. San Francisco's in town for a 4-game series, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got a lot of great programs, a lot of giveaways that we want to tell you about. But for the people that have been going to the games and taking their kids, if you're going anyway and your kids love going and their little league teams and their travel league teams like going, you got to join this Club 305. It's a Marlins Kids Club. It's free to join. They have rewards for kids. Got to be 14 and under to be part of it. But the more games you go to, the more prizes you win. So join. It's free. Jump on this one. It's great. We got a lot of specials running for individual seats, for season tickets, and a lot of cool things are going on at the ballpark as the Marlins try to keep this thing close to 500 and get you out. And if you're looking for things to do, especially if basketball comes to an end here pretty soon, we got a lot of home games left for you to go out and watch some Marlins baseball, including a couple of really good starting pitchers out there. So make sure you check it out. We'll be telling you about all the things. The Recess Sports Lounge has become very hot. Got a lot of food, music, and fun with a lot of cool stuff out there, practically standing in left field. You feel like you're playing left field out there to be part of it. So for more information, visit marlins.com/recess. Great way to go. New way to watch a game as well with Marlins Baseball.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, I think we're getting through it okay, Woody. I know everybody's a little down, 93-80 loss. And
well, it's not over.
It's not over. We got another game. Yeah, we got that game six tomorrow night. We beat them up there before, and Jimmy went out. Of course, we're up about 25 when Jimmy went out. But
the one way to look at this in a positive light is whoever wins this series is going to get absolutely destroyed by the Warriors.
That's nice, Woody.
So that's.
Can we just worry about this game before you get ahead of yourself?
I mean, this is the end of the road for either one of these teams. So you can look at it that way. That helps.
No, that
didn't, doesn't help.
That didn't do.
How many of the Warriors win by tonight? Let me get you the exact line here, Joe. I think
what is it?
Like
three or four?
And a half.
Really?
7.5 now. Went up to 7.5, which seems low to me. I think the Warriors are going to kill them.
I don't think that. Hey, you want to hit me with before we
sure.
go to Brandon Jones, safety of the Miami Dolphins, going to join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. What do you have?
They need to start Oladipo. It's an idea. They played like Struce.
By the way,
that
Oladipo, that might happen. That's good text.
Tyler Hero, the great magician, disappears every playoffs. That's a little harsh. He's hurt.
Wait a second. Which way is it, Woody? You're injured or you're not injured, man? Come on.
No, but I...
You're getting on all the other guys who are trying to play injured, and he didn't.
But the thing with Tyler Hero is he is not on the level of Jimmy and... I mean, I don't even know what level I'm putting Bam at anymore, but... Tyler's a very good player. He's not some kind of, like, great superstar.
Don't you just feel like
guy,
Tyler but, is just... You watch his game sometimes, and he goes through little spurts where he's just so good.
Yeah,
and
he's
like,
a streaky offensive player.
And you got it. You start thinking, you know, he's got a chance to be at the next level, and then this all happens.
By the way, if they lose in this round of the Celtics, it's not like the season was a failure.
No.
I mean.
I agree.
Boston's better. They are flat out better. It'll be very tough for the Heat to win these
next two games. There will be a different feel to it compared to the Panthers getting swept by Tampa Bay. I agree 100%. That's a good call, too. You've had some good takes today. I've enjoyed your takes.
Well, I was due. The Heat, by the way, are 8.5-point underdogs in the next game.
8.5-point on a Friday night.
By the way, how about this over-under? They are trying so hard to get this over-under as low as possible. 200.5.
Ooh.
Is that 200.5 is the over under for that game?
They're
set that thing at 175.
I was going to say they're scared to death after that start of that game last night. That first half, 42-37.
Maybe the best text of the morning. Is it Dolphin season yet?
Trust me, the OTAs and mini camps. All of a sudden,
starting to get excited for Dolphin season, man. Yeah, I mean, this is it.
I know, but
like,
you know,
Joe, this is it. I'm sorry, and I'm not even. This isn't like, you know, exaggerating what you said the other day. For the Dolphins, there is nothing else that you can do. There is nothing else. You hired your coach, who you think is a great offensive mind. You got every kind of weapon possible.
You
got
Brian Flores' defense. Which,
you got the defense. Yeah. There is literally nothing else you can do.
No, I agree. By the way, I agree with you again.
This is it.
Like. Guys, this has got to be what we have. Looks really good on paper. You've even added some more veterans for more depth at running back and at the defensive end position. Like, this needs to be a year. Like, we need to be better 9-8, whether it's fair or not. That's what we were last year. We need to get in playoffs with this team. We got a lot of experience. First time we've had two number one receivers, all those veteran running backs.
Hell, you got probably the best receiver in football.
When's the last time?
Tyreek Hill is a freak show.
How good's our secondary?
It's all good, man.
No, it's
this
it,
is it.
You're right.
This is it for
the Dolphins. There's still a little bit of a hole with the unknown on the right side of the line. But, I mean, man, look at that's still a really good team. And even those guys are young guys. Hey, we got a lot more. Speaking of football, let's talk more about that defense. With Brandon Jones coming off a great year from year one to two at the safety position for the Miami Dolphins, he'll join us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.